Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. No Christian is safe in Pakistan. We'll find out why in just a moment. Then later, gospel workers in the United States tackle the root cause of addiction. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Pakistan, where mob violence has claimed yet another life. Last week, we told you that 74-year-old Nazir Masih, a Pakistani Christian, was attacked on May 25th after he was accused of burning pages from the Quran. The radical Muslim mob beat him unconscious, and his family was placed under police protection. But last week, Masih passed away from his injuries. He was a well-respected businessman in his community. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says, for Christians in Pakistan, no one is safe from the mob's blasphemy charges.
Many of them are just ginned up false accusations. But the point of it is the justice system is really afraid, because once it gets said that an individual violated a blasphemy law, then the court systems are in a tricky spot, because they're afraid, because they know what the power of the mob is, the vigilante justice that will kick in.
Although there is fear, videos from Masih's funeral show fellow believers publicly praising Jesus. Pray faithful Christians in Pakistan would cling to and proclaim the gospel.
We need to pray that truth is revealed, and we need to pray that these Christian leaders would have boldness and they would have courage. That's, if they were here, that's what they would be asking for. They would say, pray that I have boldness, pray that I have courage.
Next, fulfilling the Great Commission means taking the gospel where it's never been before and teaching those who believe how to follow Jesus. Unfolding Word partner Jeremiah says,
our priorities concerns those languages that never had the gospel. Secondly, they never have the possibility to have a Bible, whether Bible stories or scriptures in their heart language.
Working among frontier or unreached people groups presents its own set of challenges. First, there's a matter of religious resistance. In Chad, all of the people groups lacking gospel access currently follow Islam.
They grew up generation after generation. They never see a Christian in their community. They never had the gospel. All they have heard it with very false narratives that this book is not reliable, this book is not correct, this book has been manipulated.
Secondly, recruitment is a challenge. It can be hard to find anyone willing to help with Bible translation. And security poses a third dilemma.
We are renting an office, and the office is not offering total security for Bible translators that are coming there. And most of the time, they're getting discouraged.
Believers need your help to overcome these obstacles and more. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
God, in his divine wisdom, positioned the West in the strategic way that they will play a big role in the advancement of the kingdom of God.
Finally, some say marijuana is the gateway drug. But Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse says that tobacco is the main drug they see leading to substance abuse.
We're seeing a lot of lung disease and lung injury and COPD from vaping. We're seeing brain damage and seizures and poisonings and heart problems and stroke issues. A lot of people see vaping as an alternative to smoking. I'm going to vape because it's got to be healthier, and I'm not so sure it's not more dangerous.
In addition to being legal, tobacco is easy to find and purchase, but statistics are sobering. According to the American Lung Association, in the United States every year, 480,000 people die due to smoking-related causes. In the midst of this darkness, the Lighthouse shines a ray of gospel hope. They offer residential programs to help people out of the destructive path of addiction.
So addiction is an addiction. So whether it's tobacco or methamphetamines or alcohol or pornography, I think the prayer for someone trapped in addiction is the same, that they realize the love of Jesus and they allow him to free their life from all life-altering substances.
Please pray that God would continue to help people defeat addictions through the ministry of the Lighthouse. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.